This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Home Affairs has constituted a committee to inquire into the incident of death of UPSC aspirants at a coaching centre in Old Rajendra Nagar in Delhi. The committee will inquire into the reasons, fix responsibility, suggest measures and recommend policy changes. In a social media post, the ministry said that the committee will have an additional secretary of Urban Affairs Ministry, Principal Secretary Home of Delhi Government, Special CP of Delhi Police, Fire Advisor and others. It will submit its report in 30 days. The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, has accorded acceptance of necessity for procurement of 22 interceptor boats with the latest state-of-the-art system in order to enhance the capabilities of the Indian Coast Guard. They will be used for coastal surveillance and patrolling, search and rescue operations, including medical evacuation. These boats are capable of quick interception and shallow water operation in territorial waters. A meeting of the Defence Acquisition Council under the chairmanship of Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today concluded in New Delhi, where various capital acquisition proposals were considered. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the inaugural session of Journey Towards a Vikasit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi tomorrow. The conference is being organised by the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, and is aimed at presenting the outline for government's larger vision for growth and industry's role in this endeavour. More than 1,000 participants from industry, government, diplomatic community, think tanks, among others, will attend the conference in person, while many would connect from the various CII centres across the country and overseas. The Indian Embassy in Lebanon issued a travel advisory today for Indian nationals after Israel's warning to the Lebanon-based Hezbollah group sparked fears to escalate the conflict. The advisory stated that Indians in Lebanon or those planning to travel to Lebanon must remain in contact with the embassy in Beirut. In a post on X, the Indian Embassy said, in view of the recent developments in the region, Indian nationals are advised to exercise caution and remain in contact with the Indian Embassy in Beirut. Meanwhile, international flights to and from Beirut Airport were either cancelled or delayed today as tensions escalated between Israel and armed political group Hezbollah. Lebanon's Middle East Airlines, in a statement, said disruptions to its schedule were related to insurance risks. The development came after a strike in the Israel-occupied Golan Heights killed 12 children and teenagers on Saturday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that it is only the collaboration of Quad that can ensure free, open, stable, secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Making opening remarks in the Quad summit in Tokyo, he said the commitment of doing global good that the member nations have undertaken has a resonance far beyond this region. He said, the overall messaging is that the four countries, all democratic polities, pluralistic societies and market economies, are working together for a free and open Indo-Pacific, for a rules-based order and for global good. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting was held in Tokyo today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, along with his counterparts from Japan, United States of America and Australia, attended the meeting. In Paris Olympics, Indian men's hockey team today secured a draw against Argentina in Pool B match. Lucas Martinez helped Argentina get ahead in the first half, but Captain Harmanpreet Singh buries a drag flick from a penalty corner right before the start of the last minute. The match thus ended in a 1-1 draw. The Indian men's hockey team will next face Ireland. India remain in the third spot in the 6-team Pool B with 4 points from 2 games. India will have to finish in top 4 in Pool B to enter the quarterfinals. In another event, Indian men's archery team comprising Dheeraj Bomma Devara, Tarun Deep Roy and Pravin Jadhav crashed out in the quarterfinals to Turkey. In the last 24 hours, intermittent monsoon rains have continued in many parts of Himachal Pradesh, including the capital, Shimla. This has caused landslides in several places. However, according to the weather department, the monsoon is expected to strengthen in the coming days and a heavy rain alert has been issued for some areas. In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has given instructions to survey the coaching centres operating in basements in the state. And with that, we end this news bulletin.